to the base of that rock formation. That's actually, solidified lava. So it's from volcanoes that erupted 700 million years ago.
Wow.
That's before there was any life on Earth, of course.
Yeah.
Way before. And then the path continues on and it goes down. I call that the Droke. I sort of use Newfoundland local terms for the... So I call that the Tolt up there. And the Droke is that valley down there. So the path goes down there, but it's pretty steep. I don't usually take people down there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all been done since I've been here. So this is still the main path. And this was here, I can say, in the document.
For 40 years, Marlene Kreetz has been making art through photography, film, poetry, collaborative performance, among other mediums. She lives on a 6-acre patch of land in the boreal forest in Portugal Cove. She says her home is her muse. This month, Kreetz was honored with the Governor General Awards in Visual Arts. She's the first Newfoundlander to ever receive the award.
I'm a visual artist who's interested in language and the relationship between language and the landscape and how they affect each other, like a lot of our words. The sound of our words come from the landscape itself, and how having the words affects the way we see the landscape. Like there's a total reciprocal connection between language and landscape that I'm interested in investigating.
Mireille Egan is among the list of Kreetz nominators. Egan is a curator of contemporary arts at The Rooms. She says it was time for a Newfoundland artist to receive some recognition, and that because Kreetz displays presence and authenticity in Newfoundland's art community, she was a perfect fit.
Her work is about this place. It is about this province. It's tied to that patch of boreal forest next to her home where she holds events. And she's a community builder. She's an educator. She's an important contemporary artist locally and nationally. And ultimately, it was time.
Kreetz was born in Quebec and lived there for 18 years. She then moved to Ottawa to pursue art school. It wasn't until she visited Fogo Island, where her maternal family is from, that she fell in love with Newfoundland. It felt like home. Once she moved to the province for a one-year position with The Rooms, she never fully turned back. She says she likely never will.
During that year, I just got more and more enchanted and thinking, you know, this is where I belong. This is where I belong, in the sense, you know, of the place just has so much meaning for me.
As an environmental artist, Kreetz draws inspiration from the world around her. She says when she lived in the city, she found herself leaving her downtown home to seek that inspiration elsewhere. Since making the move to her quaint home in the forest, she never has to look any further than her own backyard.
I started experimenting in my studio with stones and paper. I was bringing stones in from the landscape, and I was wetting paper and forming them around the stones and sort of making paper casts of stones. And literally one day I thought, instead of hauling all these rocks into the studio, why don't I just take the paper outside? It was a simple inversion like that. And it changed everything. It all of a sudden, I could take my roll of paper anywhere and work in the landscape, in the environment, anywhere.
The Canada Council of Arts will be holding exhibitions to showcase the winner's work from March 29th to August 5th at the National Gallery of Canada. Kreetz is among many artists in the country being recognized for their years of achievement in the arts community. Though it's been 40 years of creating, teaching, and collaborating, Kreetz has no intention to stop anytime soon.
So we came up the Droke, we came through here, and there was like, it was like pickup sticks, the trees that were all, you know, you'll see stumps everywhere. They were all trees that were blown down in Hurricane Leslie, and they went right across the path. That all had to get cleared out, and I decided to leave this one to kind of monitor it and monitor the changes.
For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepherd.